with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's nominating President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The two took a victory lap last night at the White House after the recent joint strikes at Iran's nuclear facilities. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says now the president's main goal will be a peace deal in Gaza.
He wants a deal so that we can stop the fighting there and we can get down to the business of making peace with the Saudis. And if you make peace with the Saudis, you can make peace with Indonesians, you can make peace with the Pakistanis, you can make a peace with a lot of Sunni states. So everything hinges on that.
Oren made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump focusing hard this week on tariffs. Here's the BBC's Michelle Fleury.
Donald Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on America's trading partners. In letters to the heads of several countries, the U.S. president informed them of their new tariff rates. 25% for South Korea, Japan and Malaysia, 30% on imports from South Africa, and 40% duties on goods from Laos and Myanmar. The new rates will begin on August 1st. All of the reciprocal tariffs were also pushed back to that date, potentially giving countries more time to negotiate deals.
That's BBC's Michelle Fleury. The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the 4th of July weekend has now surpassed 100. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the federal government is working with Texas officials.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem traveled to Texas over the weekend, and the entire Trump administration is working hand in glove with state and local officials to provide every assistance available.
Officials say searchers in hard-hit Kerr County, Texas, have found the bodies of 84 people, including 28 children killed in that tragedy. Amazon's annual Prime Day sales are here again. The e-commerce giant now making the misnamed Prime Day a four-day event for the first time this year. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values. Michael Harrington has a report.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is ramping up its persecution of Christians, and it's using the latest technology to accomplish that. The communist government extending its control of the internet and seeking to monitor all activities by churches and individual Christian believers. It is officially against the law in China at this time to worship anywhere but inside a state-controlled church, and house churches are raided on a regular basis. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the U.S. attack on Iran crippled that country's ability to produce nuclear weapons.
Israel killed the cream of the crop of Iran's nuclear scientists. We destroyed their deep buried underground bunkers that were protecting their centrifuges and centrifuge cascades, which were also destroyed. Israel destroyed most of their centrifuge manufacturing capabilities. Israel and the United States together destroyed the uranium gas to metal conversion facility.
Two people are missing, two others hurt after Houthi rebels fired on a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea. The attack on the Eternity Sea came a day after the rebels managed to sink another vessel, the Magic Seas. Israel responded with new airstrikes on Monday. That's sparking fears of a renewed Houthi campaign against international shipping, one that could draw in Western countries, including the United States. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.